Some of you know Piers Morgan because he became famous on America's Got Talent. But he is really a bad person because I have to tell you, he is a disgrace to the broadcasting community. I have a degree in broadcasting. What does that mean? That means television, radio. And on his title, they call him a broadcaster. Well, he should be ashamed of himself to call himself a broadcaster. He's only 58, and he makes fun of Madonna, who is way much older than him. He makes fun of her when he looks 10 times older than her. He makes fun of other artists. He criticizes people all the time, just to get ratings, not because he's anything special, but because he wants ratings. And he's rude, he's crude, and he's very invasive. People shouldn't be listening to him or watching him on YouTube or on his TV shows. He is a disgrace to the broadcasting community. He's brought nothing but shame. For all the broadcasters out there, he's given them a terrible name, and he doesn't know how to be a good broadcaster. I have a huge degree in broadcasting from Columbia Academy, and I know what it's like. My teacher was the biggest sportscaster in Las Vegas for Fox. And she taught me amazing things, how to interview people. She taught me how to talk, how to speak on TV, how to be a good broadcaster. But Piers Morgan, all he does is criticize. He criticizes Sam Smith, calling him a Satanist, making everybody want to call him the same thing. Let's talk about Sam Smith and his performance on the Grammys. Okay, so it started off very dark. He did a song called Unholy, and Madonna presented him. So he dances, he sings. It's very dark, very cool, I think. And then at the end, he wears a hat that has horns, which represents the devil. But doesn't everybody wear the devil on Halloween? I mean, honestly, he didn't do that all the time. He just did that for that performance. And sources tell me that he is not a Satanist. He has nothing to do with satanic rituals. This is all for show to sell records. Because Sam Smith has an amazing voice. He's very talented. And the thing is, he wasn't getting that much attention until he did his so-called devil costume performance. And then he went on doing nude things, not completely nude, but very sexual outfits in his shows. There was one show I saw where he was wearing a thong. You can completely see his butt, and he wiggles his butt in front of everyone. Now, I know that sounds disgusting and all, but look at Madonna. I mean, she became famous because of her way of being sexual and being provocative. And Sam Smith is following the same footsteps. He is following the same footsteps. So all the time, he's doing things that are provocative so people can talk about him. How else would he be memorable and sell more records? So Piers Morgan, I think that you're an idiot and you don't know anything about broadcasting and you're very slow and you're very boring.